Well, Dr. Maria Baker is the CEO of Te Hiku Hauora and is leading the launch of Te Pōrangi, which is a new kaupapa Māori methamphetamine harm reduction service. It's operating initially in Kaitaia and is aimed at supporting whānau right across Muri Whenua. Maria, kia ora, and thank you so much for joining us once again on Wātea. Mihi ana kia koe te tuhine, tēnā koe.
Nā mihi kia koe, Dale, mōrena koutou.
Thanks.
How are
very
you?
Much. I'm good, thank you, and I hope you are as well, Maria. We know that the methamphetamine issue is countrywide, but a lot of our rural pockets and smaller towns are getting hammered by the wave or flood of methamphetamine that's hit our shores. What specific gaps, Maria, in support across Muri Whenua led to the creation of Te Pōrangi, and how will this service respond differently to those needs? Kōrero mai, Maria.
Ai, nā mihi. Well, look, first of all, look, we are definitely one community that are pretty hard hit by methamphetamine. But I must do a call out to many of our Māori and our iwi leaders who, in many ways over the years, have been trying to create and motivate more resources to address the issues around methamphetamine. And we would have remembered seeing our Ngāpui iwi leader, Mani Tahire, did a call out last year about bringing more resource into kaikohe. That sort of triggered a response across all of Te Tai Tukurau and particularly Muri Whenua to really look at what we could do to address these issues. And then there was like a flood of things that happened. We had the ministers very clear, I think late last year, made an investment around vote health to provide a hauora response to reducing demand of methamphetamine, and Te Hiku Hauora with partners, Rākau Ora, and a number of other groups were successful in bringing the investment into the area. Our plan is to increase the access to support around methamphetamine treatment and wraparound support. It's a hard mahi. We want to make it really clear that it's the problem, the drug is the problem and not our whānau. The kaupapa that we're going to be looking at doing with Te Pūārangi will provide a connected package of early intervention, peer support, and access to treatment, addiction treatment as well. Look, and there's been different kaupapa in Te Tai Tukurau, including Te Araoranga and the Salvation Army working together with Te Whatuora in our area, but there needs to be a lot more resources given the issues and the risks that are being caused by methamphetamine in our community. So, so Te Pūārangi was soft launched on Friday, and so we've got a fine team who are available to individuals who are struggling with meth use, and most importantly for whānau who have loved ones who may not see that their meth use is troublesome. So we do see that there'll be a lot of community awareness, a lot of support in the for whānau to help deal with the issues around methamphetamine that's occurring and the struggles that it influences, and the need for whānau to get help in our rural community.
It's such a challenge, and because, it sort of operates underground in many ways, but you will have seen it surface in communities. As a people, are we looking at it more of a health from a health perspective rather than a justice one? Because I know it's against the law. And so, understandably, Maria, it's sort of underground and kept under wraps. But at times when people aren't sleeping, they're not attending to what they normally would if they weren't locked into this cycle of addiction, it surfaces in many different ways. Might you be kind enough to just speak of how you are monitoring or unravelling the reality of the effect that methamphetamine abuse is having in these small communities? What are the signs you're looking for?
Yeah, look, we're already seeing a lot of this anyway. Our approach is a whole other approach. There are other initiatives across the other agencies, including police, justice, border control, that are, they'll be doing their best to eliminate the access to methamphetamine in all of Aotearoa. But, you know, there are still things that get through. Our approach is really dealing with the impacts at a personal and a haora and a whānau level. We're already seeing the impacts of methamphetamine impacting whānau that are exposed to oranga tamariki, justice and criminal systems because of the drug. But we're also seeing quite a influential lived experience whānau coming through. The leadership that is happening for those that are really fighting the drug, that have been through their own recovery, that are looking to support others with their own wellbeing is pretty inspirational. We're working with an organisation called Ako Ora, and they're a peer support group here in Kaitaia who have created a drop-in centre in addition to a number of different whānau who have been through the journey of meth use and got through the other side. And I have to say that they're going to be massive pillars, I think, to nurture and support other people. They will help to connect back with whānau because, you know, a lot of the times there are bridges that are broken because of the challenges with meth use at the time. It will look to build confidence and identity to sustain well-being, and they'll be working with our specialist team to do a number of different things. So there'll be multiple pathways available for whānau. We're open door, so we're not kind of being tied up into any strict referral criteria. We will, you know, even if it's somebody that's using and wants to explore ways to enter addiction treatment or recovery, but still not very sure, we'll work with them. We'll work with people that have come through the other side. And as I said, we'll work with whānau because it's the whānau that are impacted as well, that don't seem to have a lot of support within the community. So we do see that there'll be some additional resources, programs and support available here in the Far North. We do know that working with others that are scattered through the other health and social services will be key also to provide a wraparound support for people, particularly in the whānau order space. It's an ideal kaupapa to really provide that overall whānau support for people, and we're looking forward to being able to access those resources and advocating for them too, for the people that we work with.
Tēnā koe, we've been led to understand that there are limited residential opportunities for people to get off methamphetamine. So this drop-in centre, how is it going to marry up to what we hope might be achieved with some isolation from communities, because often people who are hooked are going back to the same environments that have contributed to them becoming addicted. The approach from Porangi, obviously you haven't got the beds as such that residential care or isolation might provide. Are you still confident too, Maria, that the job can be done in this way?
Yeah, look, we're only one part of the continuum in some ways. We are lucky to have Hope House, which is our local residential addiction treatment centre based in Nataki. It has limited beds, but, you know, it is one resource here in the Far North. There is a major need for pre and post treatment in addition to respite and detox facilities here in the Far North. So we're going to have to access the addiction treatment collaborative that is across the northern region to be able to get some of the more residential support required for people to go into rehabilitation. So we will be looking to collaborate. We have with local iwi and social services recently advocated for more beds, but we don't know the outcome of that proposition yet. But we certainly need better access to those resources.
Tēnā koe. How does the kaupapa Te Porangi align with the government's methamphetamine action plan from last year and Health New Zealand's reducing demand for methamphetamine program? And what outcomes are you hoping to see in the region?
Yeah, well, we've been fortunate to be one of the four. So There were four priority areas identified under the Reducing Demand for Methamphetamine program. The Far North and the Mid North were identified as two hard hit areas. The other two are Te Awa and Tairawhiti. So where Te Puarangi comes in is supported by the investment through Vote Health, through the Mental Health and Addiction line under the leadership of Minister Ducey. So that's come from that area. We certainly do have a range of different kaupapa, which is, of course, increasing the ability to reduce the gaps in methamphetamine addiction treatment and that whole overall recovery journey. So there are some expectations that we do have around what we're to do. We're fortunate in our team to have access to addiction practitioners in addition to medical staff and recovery and lived experience kaumahi to provide that kind of whole continuum of care, if you like. So awareness, prevention, early intervention, addiction treatment, health education, withdrawal management is also included in that, in addition to access to treatment programs and recovery support. So it does aim to provide quite a comprehensive approach for Muri Whenua, so very much from Mangamuka up, north of Mangamuka Gorge, the delivery of a comprehensive support for whānau living up here. So there is some certain objectives, if you like, that we have to meet to align with the program that Vote Health have supported us with.
Tēnā koe, thanks for giving us an overview. All the best. We must work on it collectively, so hoping that what is occurring with Te Pōrangi in Kaitaia and surrounding districts might have some relevance if rolled out nationally. So kia kaha, all the best with the mahi. We'll stay in touch and see how it progresses in time. Thank you for joining us, Maria. Dr. Maria Baker, CEO of Te Hiku Highwater, leading the launch of Te Pōrangi, a new kaupapa Māori meth harm reduction service. You're with 603 Urban Māori Radio.